There's always this conversation in Hollywood whether, cis hetero people can play gay characters. And the argument of that in some cases are, well, yeah, they can because acting is acting, but what about, trans women being able to play cis women, cis hetero women? What do you kind of land with that? So trans women don't have to just always play trans women.
I think it's all about being fair. So if that day is to come, I think trans women should be able to play cisgender women. And once they're able to do that, then I think it's fair across the board. If you're a great actress, you get the role. But it has to be fair.
Yeah, except if you're Scarlett Johansson. You can't take no more roles.
Yeah, she just got canceled.
Yeah, she takes everything.
No. You see, on this side of the table, the positive.
I feel like the cartoon is like, the little
red devil.
I'm the angel, you're the devil,
Ryan. I am most
definitely
the little devil.
See, she said
I have
it.
No I'm problem. But here's the thing, I think it's important for someone to be real, because I think a lot of times we've gotten to where we are culturally because a lot of people hold their tongues and they don't want to.
No, it's important to speak up. It's important to speak up and speak your mind. I'm all for that.
Yeah, because Pose wouldn't be here without people like that.
Definitely.
How was your experience? Have you ever experienced ballroom culture?
Yeah, so funny story. I actually joined the ballroom scene when I was about 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
And I actually became a mother of a house. So I was the youngest mother in L.A.
Oh,
wait,
my goodness.
Tell us
can I be
that.
A part of a house? I've always wanted to be.
Well, I'm not a mother anymore, but I was.
We can start another one.
We can start another
we
one.
Can do a whole nother
well,
thing.
Well, honey, there's a house now, House of Ferocity.
Yeah.
We'll join that. We'll be on your call sheet.
Yes.
So what was your house called, the real house?
So I was in the house of Rodeo. It was one of the first houses in Los Angeles.
Yes, that's rich and
wealthy. So I was in the house of Rodeo, and the personal father of that house, I was his personal daughter, and then I soon became the mother of the house. Yeah.
What's that like in real life, like in Motton right now?
Yes, break it down. She's a white girl.
In what
no,
way?
Like, no, just, I know the show. But like, I guess, is it the same like now? That was obviously telling in the 80s. Mm-hmm. What's it like now in this day and age?
Yeah.
I think the structure of it has always been the same. It was formed for, people who didn't have families and a place to be accepted. So it still has its original, form of that. But as far as the scene, I mean, it's just more today. The music is more today, the fashion, everything of that nature. But the basis of it is the same.
And I mean, your mom, your beautiful mother is here.
My mom's here, everybody. Yay.
And I love how supportive she is of you. Has your family always surrounded you with that love, throughout your journey as a trans woman?
So it's like the two sides.
Okay,
My mom's side. 1,000% completely.
Yeah.
And I have five brothers. So they all are super overprotective. They treat me like a princess. Everyone's very sweet. My dad's side, I'm a preacher's kid, by the way, too.
Ooh, I get
so,
that.
So, yeah, my grandfather was a pastor. My dad's a pastor now. That side wasn't as understanding and accepting. And I used to kind of focus on that negativity for a long time because I wanted that. I longed for that affection I wasn't getting. But then my mom, just as I matured, I started to pay attention to the love that I actually was receiving. And so that started to outshine everything else for me.
Wow, that's so beautiful that you said that, because I mean, I talk about kind of my relationship with my mom, and I grew up in the Southern Pentecostal, as church as it can get.
Yeah,
and
so, my family's from Texas, so it's very,
And so, but that's beautiful that you focused on the positivity of it all. I feel like everyone around me and that loves me, here has always kind of told me that. Mm-hmm. But I think it can sometimes be hard for, especially when you're in it and you don't know how to navigate being yourself.
Yeah, it is hard because then you always, that little child in you never grows up unless you heal from that. So you're always longing for that affection or abuse you may have endured from people. You're always longing to heal that or reach out for someone like you're still a child. So it is difficult, but I think it's more so about coming to an alignment with yourself and figuring out what do I want for myself and when am I going to take ownership of I can be happy because I choose to be happy.
That's powerful,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of self-involvement and it took quite a few years for me, but just centering my mind and coming to that place, we're able to do that. So,
Again, Haley Sahar is joining us in studio. Actress, dancer, you also might recognize her from Pose on FX.
And life coach, because she just fixed my life.
I was like, and that. And also from the Hulu show, the new one.
Good Trouble.
Yeah, it's Freeform.
Freeform.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Okay,
because Freeform loves
me.
They do that for me.
So, but speaking of mental health and finding that balance, I guess, how did you get there? Did you have, you know, mentors or routines? Or how do you keep yourself mentally healthy?
Well, first, I'm going to, you know, I'm a preacher's kid, so I'm going to give honor to God. But my understanding of God is the universe and love. So I have a connection with the universe, with love and with God. But I'm going to give a lot of that to my beautiful mother, who is sitting right over there.
Yes.
For constantly in my ear and always available to speak to me when I'm having those moments crying at night and, oh, it's so hard and I don't know if I can go on. My mom has always been there and she's always, always guided me with my trains of thought. So I'm appreciative of that.
That's so nice.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm in my feelings.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Cancers will do that to you. It'll definitely get the real you coming out.
Oh, emotion. Wow. We love vulnerability. It's really important to be real with yourself and others.
You got
to
be real. Yeah. You got to be real.
With everything happening right now in this political climate and the way the administration is treating the trans community, as these things come, you know, into the fold and in the headlines, what are your thoughts?
As far as what?
Well, I mean, the trans being banned
just
from the
trans
military,
erasure.
Trans erasure. Yeah. Like, it just seems like there's always something new that they're challenging.
Well, I don't want to get too deep on politics. Yeah. However, I will say that my belief is that we're here for a short amount of time, meaning every human, every being with a pulse, we're here for a short amount of time. And in that time, if we're not leading in love and acceptance and just happiness, then we're not doing our due diligence to this life.
See, that could be what we need to bridge this gap. You know, I feel like there's always the left and the right, but it's kind of like, where do we come together to realize that, guess what, we're all just humans?
Just let people just be.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Oh yes, I'm ready.
Look,
the life coach talking now. Let me tell you something.
I'm ready.
Okay?
I'm ready. I got my pen and paper out.
Back.
We as humans, we complicate things too much.
Yes.
It's not all of this extra stuff. Just be, and that's it. You do your thing. As long as you're not hurting anyone, continue to do you. If you're not hurting anyone, you're happy, do you. Yeah. I'm not hurting anyone, I'm happy, do me, until it's time for us to transition from this earth to wherever else we go. It's that simple. We don't need all this extra. We're making it too complicated.
Yeah, it's white
just
noise.
Be your, it's white
literally
noise.
Literally white noise.
It really is. Life is so much more simple.
Kudos like, to you, Shira. Like, that was a good one.
I just feel like I'm your daughter. That's my...
Oh. No, but that's powerful. I think especially where we're going when we're in queer, like just in queer media, I think that's teaching us that slowly but surely. I think it's teaching everyone that, guess what, all stories have this powerful unit that can really blend us all together, and the experience is not all monolithic. I think that's the most important thing.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm very excited for what you're doing and how you're helping shape this media that we're seeing.
It's all about leading by example.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Leading by example and being present and being ready.
We were talking to Billy Porter about that this morning. Right.
Oh, well, everyone knows we would talk to Billy Porter. That was a surprise this week.
Casually having a call with Billy Porter.
Yeah. Guess what? If you didn't know, if you ever have a secret, don't tell Shira.
Well, no, but I feel like I love it. Yeah.
I could only imagine how it is on set with all of you guys. Like, seeing you all at the Trevor, because we hosted the official carpet at the
that
Trevor
was
Live.
Yes, I remember. You guys were so much fun, by the way. Like, that segment.
Hopefully we're
you
not
guys
different
were, like,
now.
At the very end, that was so much fun.
That was. Well, you're a big squad.
Yeah.
And what is it like? And you
on
get
set.
And you, on set, but then I'm sure you also travel and go to parties together. So, in general, when you guys all come together, what's that energy? What's
no lie. And it can only be good done by God and the universe. No lie. Everyone that is in position that they're in, we all literally exist like this.
Yeah.
We exist like completely. We mesh together, all of us. Especially, I remember the first time meeting, because I didn't know all of my sisters, who are now my sisters. Mm-hmm. We didn't know all of each other. And the five of us met. We did our, you know, fittings, and we talked. And literally, we had the same understanding about what we were doing, what this position held for us, and how important it was for us to be present. We all instantly just clicked. And literally, when we go out, it's like the Pose family has arrived, honestly.
Which is, that's why it feels that way. Because you, it's
does
like
it?
You,
that's
you
good.
All, no, seriously,
good.
It seems like you
that's
all
good.
Just stripped away egos. There's not one person that's like, I'm the star of the group.
We can't do that because honestly, all of us are stars. We can't do that. The significance behind the subject that this story holds is so much grander than all of us.
Ooh. Yeah.
And we all understand that.
Yeah.
So no one is bigger. No one walks with their ego. No one does that. Why? We've been in oppression for so long. We don't have the liberty to do that.
What advice do you have for other trans artists out there who are trying to be heard and seen?
continue to do you, continue to believe in yourself. I know that that is something that's always regurgitated, but continue to be yourself and believe. And if you ever did not believe, look at what's happening right now. It's possible. It's possible. Just look and keep watching and keep doing. Keep doing. Because one door may close, but it closed for a reason, as my mother always tells me. It closes for a reason because the universe has another door that's supposed to open for you. And that one wasn't supposed to open for you.
Yeah.
So don't give up.
Love it. Haley Sahar, thank you so much for hanging with us today and for dropping those words of wisdom.
I'm honestly just going to take all of the Poses interviews and make them into a book.
Yes.
That's literally it. Because everyone gives us something so special and needed in that time period. Yeah. So thank you for being here, because what you say really resonates.
Of course. I appreciate that.
Check her out, Haley Sahar, on FX's Pose, and also Good Trouble on Freeform.
Come on, honey. It's so
good. And Hulu. She's everywhere.